I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. I surrender. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I surrender to you, everything I give to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your many blessings. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your kindness. I thank you for your tender mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your unmerited favor. God, I just want to say thank you for another day that you have made. Thank you for life, oh God, on this day. Thank you for health on this day. Thank you for strength. Thank you, oh God, even though we may sing the song off key, we may not have the right melody, we may not have the right flow, but God, if you always receive our worship, you always receive our praise, if we offer it unto you in sincerity and in truth. And we thank you, God, that we can come boldly before your throne of grace, God, to magnify you, to sing glorious, oh God, songs unto you. That's why you declare, God, that we can make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. God, I'm a part of this land. I'm in this land, God, and I can make a noise, a sound of praise, a sound of worship. Oh, God, offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. Oh, God, and if I do it in sincerity and in truth, God, you will receive it. You'll receive my worship. You'll receive my adoration. Oh, God, and you will let it abide amongst you, God. And then you'll come and you'll dwell in my praise. You'll inhabit my praises. You'll come into my situations. You'll come into my presence. Oh, God, and where the presence and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, God. And so, God, no matter how we may sound, no matter how we may miss the word, God, we should bless the Lord at all times. Your praises should continuously be in our mouth. We should make a joyful noise unto you. Our soul should boast in you. Our hearts should cry out to you, holy, holy, holy. God, we should be willing to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. And so that's what we do this morning. That's our heart's desire this morning, to lift up your name, to glorify you. Oh, God, to praise you in the beauty of holiness, God, knowing that, God, you are everything that we need and more. Oh, God, you are the source of our strength. You are the strength of our lives. God, you are everything that we need and more. We can't make you without you, God. And so, God, help us not to lean onto our own understanding on this day. But in all our ways, God, we must acknowledge you, God. We need you to direct our pathways. God, you've been so good to us. God, you've made so many ways. God, you've opened up so many doors. God, you've done so many miraculous and wonderful things for your people. But God, you still are calling us to a higher calling. God, you still have something greater in store for us. God, you still have something more for us to press towards, oh God, to get to. So God, help us today to continue to move forward in you. Help us to not look, oh God, or settle for the things that we've already accomplished, but God, to look for something more, God. There is a greater anointing, Lord. There are more people that need to hear your word, God. There are more people that need to see our light shining. God, there's somebody else that needs to know that you still save, you still deliver, that you still set free, God, that you still make ways out of no way, God. So our job is not done yet. Continue to shine in us. Continue to anoint us for this very hour, for this very time, for this very day. Continue to lead us and guide us and direct us so that we may walk by faith and not by sight. Things don't look like the way we want them to look. Situations are not always working out the way we want them to work out. But we are so glad this morning that we can boldly declare that all things work together for the good of those that love God and to those that are called, to those that are called according to his excellent purpose. I know, God, without a shadow of a doubt that I love you with all of my heart, with all of my mind, with all of my soul. My heart loves you, God, because there's no God like you. You're magnificent in all your ways, glorious in all your ways. You've done so much for me, God, I cannot even tell it all. So I know that I love you, so I qualify, oh God, on one point, God, that it will work together for my good because I love you, God, this day. But I also know, God, I qualify for that promise, Lord, because I'm working according to your purpose. Oh, God, I ask that you continue to lead, guide, and direct me, God. Let your will be done in my life and not my own, God. Then I'll be working according to your purpose. I'll be going, moving, oh, God, according to your purpose, God. Your will be done in my life, and I will know that all things, God, everything that come my way, everything that stumbles upon me, everything that tries to overcome me, everything that gives me victory, everything that comes my way will work together for my good. And since I'm the head, God, those things still apply to my family as well. Oh, God, I want to say thank you. Yes, all things, God, they will work together because I'm going to pray for my family. I'm praying that they know you in the pardon of their sins. I'm praying, oh, God, that they turn from their wicked ways. I'm praying that you would heal them from sickness in their body. I'm praying, God, that you'll make ways out of no way, Lord. I'm praying for I'm interceding on behalf of my family. Because Joshua said, for as for me and my house, this is what we're going to do. We're going to serve the Lord. We don't want to continue to do the things that the world is doing. We don't want to go astray like others go astray. But as for this house, God, it is our determination to serve you, to worship you in spirit and in truth, God, to magnify the God of our salvation so that you may be pleased with us, oh God, and that you may be happy. We want to put a smile on your face. And so, God, there's so much that's going on in the world. I thank you for keeping my family. I thank you. I testified on Sunday, Lord, that as I was driving back to church, I passed by an ambulance. I passed by a fire truck, God, and it was not going towards my family. It was not going towards my home. It was not going towards my church, God. That means that you kept my family safe. And, God, I want to say thank you. But, God, there's danger seen and unseen, God, and wickedness going on in this world. Oh, God, as we have suffered from another terrorist attack, Lord, I pray for those that were lost, God. I pray, God, oh, God, for their families that are left behind. God, they were in a club, God, that was not a holy place, God, and their lifestyle was not pleasing to you. And so, God, I can't pray, God, that if they knew you in the pardon of their sins, God, because they were in their sins at that time, Lord. But for those that have been left behind, Lord, those that have been left behind that are suffering from this tragic loss, God, this taking away of lives, God. We pray, God, that they may seek your face, Lord, in the name of Jesus. This is the time, God. We're living in a wicked land, Lord, today. And, God, you telling your people if we would pray, if we would turn from our wicked ways, God. Oh, God, if we would turn to you, then you'll hear from heaven, Lord, and you'll heal the land, Lord, and you'll forgive our sins, Lord. We need to begin to pray, Lord. So I pray for the city of Orlando right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for every family that was affected by this tragic loss, that you would send them comfort, Lord, that you would send them strength, Lord, that you would send them peace, Lord, and that you would send someone their way that they may know that Jesus still saves, that there's a way, oh God, that seemeth right unto man, oh God, but it leads to destruction, Lord, but the way to Christ is narrow, but you are the way, God. You are the truth and you are the light, and so if they can just turn to you, God, they can see salvation, they can see hope, they can see deliverance, God, they can see a better way, God. Let someone stand even now. As 49 souls were lost, let someone stand at those home goings and let those people know that Jesus is the way, that that lifestyle is not the way, that murder is not the way, that racism is not the way, that a selfish life is not the way, but that Jesus is the way, that you still heal. And God, and there's no sin that's too big for you, God, that you cannot clean up, Lord. There's no sin that's too small that you're not able to make the crimson stain wash away. God, there's nothing that you will hold against us, God, when we confess our sins, Lord, because you're faithful, Lord. You're just to forgive, oh God, and you'll throw our sins, oh God, and our sins and our scarlet sin into a sea of forgiveness and remember it no more. God, I want to say thank you for another chance. So for those that you blessed to see this day, God, help us to be about our Father's business. We don't know the very time or the hour. Some people think, God, that we have another day. People think that we still have more time. So we take time for granted, God. We don't know the hour that you're coming. We don't know the hour that the death angel is meant for us, Lord. We don't know. So, God, help us to have a fervency, God, an urgency, Lord, to seek after you, to let someone know that Jesus saved, to tell of the goodness of Jesus, God. It has to be a sense of urgency because hell is enlarging itself daily. Oh, God, it's enlarging itself daily. So we were encouraged on Sunday to pray. Pastor Hackett said these things, some things work together well. Prayer and praise works together well. And that's what we do, God. We praise you as we enter into our prayer. And then, God, as we exit our prayer, God, we should praise you as well. We praise you coming in, God, knowing that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. We exit our prayer knowing that, God, our prayers have been heard, God, and that we can have this confidence knowing that you've heard us and that you will answer our prayers. So healing for the land, God. Touch my brother, Pastor Byron Stevenson, God. He's in the area, Lord. And, God, he is going to be a conduit of the light in that area. Oh, God, so give him the boldness. Give him the availability, God. Give him the opportunities, God, to witness to those that are in that environment, oh, God, and that may have lost the loved ones. We pray for him, his strength, his church, his ministry, God. Encourage them today, God. He made a profound statement, Lord. He said he didn't agree with the lifestyle, God, but the lives that were lost, God, they affected his city. So there's a different vibe, a different environment, a different atmosphere in the city, God. And they need your help, Lord. They need your blood to wash, Lord. They need a heart to forgive, Lord. They need a heart to seek after you, Lord. So I pray for his strength, oh, God, that your spirit may have his way, that he may be a vessel to be used by you, even in the midst of this tragedy, Lord. And then I pray for those that are here and those that are around the world. You have offered us a way, the solution to the problems of our time. Again, you told us, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I'll forgive their sins. I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and I'll heal their lands. God, the answer to our problems today is prayer. Help us to pray. Men are to always pray and not faint. And then we'll give you thanks, God, because we know that it's going to work together for our good. Bless us on this day. Keep your hands of protection around us all day long. Grant us strength. Grant us favor. Grant us wisdom. Lead, guide, and direct us all day long, and honor our consecration as we put our flesh under subjection on this day. This is our fast day, so God, honor our consecration as we submit ourselves to you. We want to offer ourselves this morning as a living sacrifice, Lord. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, we plead the blood right now. Forgive us, wash us. Oh, God, we confess our sins. God, you're faithful, you're just to forgive and to cleanse. God, wash us from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, so nothing will be able to separate us from your love. Help us to keep our eyes on you, and we'll give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.